Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to do a good intro to this guy because, Al, at a time when a lot of the columnists in this town pull their punches, this guy's there for me every day, giving me strong opinions backed by brilliant writing and intelligent thinking. Hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Daily News and Philly.com, Andy Acquirer, the great Marcus Hayes. Hi, Marcus.
Hey, man. Al sounded unconvinced.
All right. Marcus, I just read this thing. And I know you're doing this on deadline, so I know just how talented you are. And I'll just read it one more time. He says, we're Raptors black if you come Thursday night. Feels like it's going to be a funeral, a bitter end to this season, and maybe to Brett Brown's bizarre tenure as head coach. You're writing that in the atmosphere last night, Marcus. Take us inside those words. What are you feeling? What are you thinking right now?
Well, I just don't understand how a team that is up 2-1 can play so badly in consecutive games. I mean, I don't know if you guys were at game 4, but I never got a sense that the Sixers had a chance to win that game, even though it was close. And, you know, last night was just an embarrassment. Last night was a mockery. Joel Embiid wasn't ready to play. He had 8 turnovers. You know, I can live with missed shots, and I can live with, you know, him being sick. But he's running a fast break, and he throws the ball to Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's awful.
It's a horrible performance.
I mean, you played that clip. That was my question to Brett Brown. The question was, hey, you know, wouldn't it be great if this guy could practice? But Brett Brown knew, you know, what I've been writing and what, like, Shaq and Charles have been saying. You know, and that was meant for me. That was meant to say, hey, this guy's giving us all he's got. He's gutting this out, and he's getting no credit for it. Well, after game 4, Mike Scott and Jimmy Butler said, if you put on a uniform, you better represent the uniform, in response to questions about Joel Embiid, quote-unquote, gutting it out. So, you know, Brett's got to stick up for his guy. I understand that. When you call a guy the crown jewel, you better hope he's not cracked or tarnished. But, you know,
hey, Marcus,
you suit up, show up, you know?
Marcus, this is the thing. The critics, the guys you reference, Shaq and Charles Barkley, Mark Jackson, also from local here, they all said the way he carried himself. I mean, into the arena, onto the court.
In the locker room.
He was basically telling all of his teammates, I don't have it tonight, right?
You know, well, and that's the thing. I don't think he's maybe sophisticated enough at this point.
Right.
I know he's been in the league 5 years, but really, he's only played 2 full seasons, 2 playoffs. I don't think he realizes how that affects everyone else. You know, all the way down to guys like, you know, Greg Monroe, who's been in the league forever. Greg Monroe is backing you up. And he sees you, you know, acting as though, you know, you've got, you know, both leprosy, beriberi, and the plague. You know, what does Greg Monroe think he's going to inherit when he comes in for you with 6 minutes into the game? You know?
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think he recognizes the impact he has when he doesn't come to film sessions, when he doesn't come to shoot around, when nobody sees him because he's in bed, you know, hour after hour after hour. And, you know, when you're the leader, when you call yourself the process, you got to show up, man. You just got to show up. You got to keep yourself in better shape than you keep yourself. You got to be more disciplined with your diet and your rest. And he doesn't. That's a dereliction of duty. It's an absence of leadership.
Now, Marcus, you mentioned before that game 4, game 5, back-to-back really bad performances. Obviously, Embiid's health has something to do with that. Are there other people we can blame for these 2 games?
Yeah, you can blame Marc Gasol. He's really good.
I mean, okay.
Embiid needs to be at 100% to challenge Marc Gasol, who, you know, like most European defenders, most European big men, he plays defense with his feet and his hands. and his eyes. He doesn't reach. He doesn't try to block your shot. He doesn't try to make spectacular plays. And that typically frustrates Joel Embiid. So you can blame him. And the Toronto Raptors are good. They're the 2 seed. They have the best all-around player in basketball because Kevin Durant won't play defense.
Right.
And Kawhi Leonard does. They're a good team. It's not like they're getting punked by, you know, the New Jersey Nets. They're getting beat by a team that I believe is inferior to the Sixers roster.
Yep.
And whose coach I believe is inferior to Brett Brown.
Wow.
All that said, you know, when the guy that touches the ball 40% of the time in your set offense is, I don't know, diminished, uninterested, uninspired, ill, whatever, you can't coach around that. I mean,
right.
The hilarious thing, this is the funniest part. Think about who's criticizing Joel Embiid for being ready to play. Shaq and Charles.
Yeah.
I mean, the round mound of rebound and the genie are criticizing a guy for not being focused.
Well, they're analysts now. All right, Marcus, let's get on to the other guy we're spending a lot of time ripping this morning, and that's Ben Simmons. Give me your take on Ben. Only 25 minutes on the court last night. What are you seeing from Ben right now?
Can't shoot. You can't shoot. You can't play. I mean, yesterday during Jimmy Butler's media availability, and how much of a leader has Jimmy Butler turned out to be in crunch time?
Yep.
But during Jimmy Butler's media availability yesterday at shoot-around, Liam Simmons, Ben's brother and personal shooting coach, was on the court. It's the first time I've seen him on the court at, like, a team function. And Ben was shooting free throws. Mm. And it was hard to hear Jimmy over all the clanking. I mean, it's just he shot five times. I don't think he shot outside of arm's reach of the basket since they started playing Toronto. And that's just inexcusable. You can't have a guy. Greg Monroe has better range than Ben Simmons and a bigger heart when it comes to taking outside shots.
Marcus,
if that's the case, you can't win.
His reluctance or fear of finishing at the rim out of fear of going to the free throw line makes him absolutely worthless on the court now.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, offensively, he's a huge liability. He's not worthless. I mean,
well, okay,
he's really good. I understand what you're saying, though. It really diminishes his overall value and it brings into question, you know. Like, why don't they have a real point guard on the team? God bless TJ, but if TJ can't defend and you can't put him on the court, he needs to not be on the team. You know, that was a huge that's one thing I'll probably have to write within the next week, is that despite all these moves that Elton Brand made, the one move he didn't make was to acquire a point guard, you know, a Fred VanVleet, you know, who's had a terrible series, but he's attempted and made one more three-pointer than Ben Simmons.
Now, I got to tell you, Marcus, I always thought the Canadian people were kind of nice and sweet, but they were mocking our team last night with the airplane maneuvers and some of the stuff. Today, we're just getting killed in social media. Toronto star Dave Feshikal, I guess you know him, and Steve Simmons, their columnist there, they're killing the Sixers. What was it like in that building? Were they mocking? Were they openly laughing at us, Marcus?
Drake was. Yeah,
I mean, Drake was.
He was clowning people on a side. You know, it's one thing when Spike Lee is clowning you, but
yeah.
It's another thing when it's Drake, you know, getting into your feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was interesting. That's the most animated I've seen that crowd, and they were animated because they could clown on somebody. It's not a great crowd.
No.
It's kind of a corporate crowd. It's kind of like what happened in Golden State when, you know, the team got good and the rich people started coming. That's kind of what's happened in Toronto, which has always been a good basketball town, but now it's a corporate basketball town. But even the suits were clowning on the Sixers last night. And that's what you sell. You know, you get too flagrant and you celebrate after dunks and all that sort of stuff. And you know, elbow a guy in his manhood and all that sort of stuff. Like Ben Simmons did Kyle Lowry. They get you down, they're going to step on your necks no matter how nice they are. I mean, even Minnesota people would have been clowning them last night.
All right, finally, and I say, you got to read this comment.
We have tweeted it out, by the way.
It's so phenomenal. It's really well done. It's amazing what you were able to put together on deadline. But this is the last thing, Marcus. You raised the issue of whether or not Game 6 could be the end of Brown's tenure, and you point out Josh Harris's obvious warnings. If they lose Game 6, is Brown gone in your eyes? Do you think he survives or not?
Well, there has to be a sacrifice, and it's not going to be Ben or Joel.
Right.
You know,
the
rationale will be, well, you know, Brett's taken them to this point, both as players and us as a franchise. We appreciate it, but maybe we need a new voice. That is incredibly unfair. I mean, Brett Brown has created a point guard out of Ben Simmons, who was a pretty good power forward when he was drafted. Hmm. And he created Joel Embiid out of whole cloth. I mean, Joel Embiid didn't have a full 1 year in college, and now he's an MVP candidate. And he's, you know, other things he's done. T.J. McConnell exists because of Brett Brown. Robert Covington's not a D-League player because of Brett Brown. Dario Saric is a hero in Philadelphia because of Brett Brown. And the team has won 103 games in the last two seasons and advanced to the second round of the playoffs because of Brett Brown, who's had his starting lineup for 20 games this year, his starting lineup and the rest of the rotation for 20 games this season since February, because the most important player can't stay healthy. That can't be on Brett Brown, but it will be. You know, if anything's unfair, if anything's grossly unfair, as Brett Brown would say, it's the criticism Brett Brown will receive if they're out in six and he's out of a job.
Marcus Hayes, Marcus, you're the best. Read him. Marcus, we'll talk to you. Have a good trip back.
All right, thanks, guys.
Marcus Hayes with some tremendous insights. He's basically saying they shouldn't do it, but they will do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.